halfway through our weekly radio broadcast on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Physical home shows are back. And if you were just so thinking, I might need a backup power generator, maybe you're in a rural area, maybe you have some certain medical equipment that you could never afford for it to be down, or maybe you're like me, you grow and harvest a lot of your own meat and you couldn't afford for your freezers to go down, you can go out to the home show at Cardinal Stadium today and check out Fox Valley Electric, a Rosie on the House certified partner that's also the local installer for Kohler backup power generators. And somebody that stops by the booth this weekend and enters, they will draw one winner for an 8-kilowatt backup generator free for the install and the unit itself.
Wow.
If you are in a serious buying mode for that today, you can save up to, or this weekend, it's open today, tomorrow, from 10 to 5. There's a coupon at MaricopaCountyHomeshows.com that'll save you $2 if you enter between 1 and 5 p.m. But you can save up to $1,000 with a deposit this weekend if you are a serious buyer for a backup home generator. There's many different sizes, many different implements. Stop by, talk to Randy Cole. He's the owner. Let him know you're interested. Let him know what you're looking for. Are you looking for just a few appliances to run? Maybe you're just looking to keep the water heater and the refrigerator going. Maybe you want to keep the whole house running, and for how long? Well, they can talk you through all those details. That's at the Maricopa County Home Show. And remember, one person is going to win that 8-kilowatt generator. And you're out there. Adam Homer of Pelham Window, you're heading there after this?
Yeah, right. As soon as we're done, I'll be headed right over. I was there yesterday.
How was the crowd?
It was really busy yesterday. And there's a lot going on. That's a big, there's a lot of acres out there. Mm-hmm. So they have the COVID vaccine station kind of up front towards the freeway. They've got the RV show going on outside in the parking lot. And then they got the home show going on inside the stadium. So there's a lot happening out there. But it was really busy. There's 5 home shows each year. And because of COVID last year, we had January, March, in October, and that was it. The other two were canceled, July and May. So this and this last January was canceled as well. And this is the first one for 2021, and we're all happy to be back. I think the vendors are happy, the customers are excited. They're, of course, it's all safe and the protocols are all in place. So yeah, come out and see us. We got all sorts of offers and products to show you.
Now, out of curiosity, when you come out with a new product, it takes time to hit the display at a home show booth. Do y'all have any of these easy slides on site, or just the video of what they are? Because you have to produce an excess for the
For all the samples and all that. Yeah. So now what the rollout plan started about a month and a half ago, I believe, and all of our showrooms now have samples. Which we'll talk about the locations and such in just a little bit. But our showrooms have it. We don't have it at the home show yet, but that'll probably be one of the switch outs we do in the coming events. So,
and this easy slide operator, is that available on all the window lines you have, or just specific?
Well, right now it's only on Impervia, they're actually going through a full redesign in the whole Impervia product offering. They're changing the profiles, making it better, and having some other features and benefits and aesthetics to it. But I know the plan is eventually to bring it into the wood clad product line. I don't know if they're going to do it on vinyl, but yeah, I think in the next several years, you're probably going to see our typical crank system go away.
And when we're talking Impervia, that's the fiberglass based window frame.
Correct.
That's what the strength of the window is your.
Yeah, it's a full fiberglass frame, very rigid, impact resistant. It doesn't expand and contract. Well, it does, but of a hundredth of an inch or something, even when it's 120 outside. And it has a powder coat finish. It's the perfect window for the Southwest. It's awesome.
we've been challenged. Is it all that much tougher than vinyl? I said, well, you don't see them making boats out of vinyl, but they make boats out of fiberglass.
Yeah, that's right. And bridges. And well, and you, I was talking to you about the videos that they've recently put on that they're pushing in Pervia. And there's one on there that you can go to Pella's YouTube channel. And they show there's four lineal pieces. I think they're probably 3 or 4 feet long, just these fiberglass sticks, if you will. And they have it hooked up to two different forklifts, and they lift up a Ford F-250 like 10 feet off, you know, or
kidding.
Whatever it is, 8 feet off. No, it's really pretty cool, and it's just being held up by fiberglass sticks. So, yeah, it's just to show how, you know, how strong and resilient our product is.
And one of our partners here in Arizona, they just got a patent for fiberglass rebar to replace steel, so you don't have that iodized rust inside after 50 years. This fiberglass, you know, shouldn't in theory last, you know, possibly 1,000 years. So
yeah,
fiberglass.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard that.
It's really changing the building industry.
Yeah, it is, and it's, you know, a lot of people will they kind of question, well, how come that this competitor, that competitor, they don't offer fiberglass? Well, what the engineers and marketing folks back at Pella have told all of us is that it's a very expensive product to get into, to buy the manufacturing equipment to, and that's one of the plants you haven't seen. It's in Murray, Kentucky, which is just right outside of Nashville. If I had the chance to see it, I think it was probably 2006 or something, but. It's not like any other plant that we have. There's a very distinct chemical smell because of all the resins and things that they use to build it. But they also have these their textile machines like you'd see for probably making clothing or, you know, something like that. But yeah, they're weaving this fiberglass strands together, these huge bobbins that are, you know, probably weigh hundreds of pounds each that feed into this system that's makes the fiberglass mat that then you know ends up turning into the window itself. It's quite amazing how they do it. So, long story short, there's just not a lot of companies that have the capital and the you know the ability to be able to pull this off, and we do.
Or the vision, you know, yeah. A lot of guys, hey, this is what we've been doing forever, and we're going to keep doing it. You know, y'all are always, like you said, you're known for your innovation, and that Pervia fiberglass is one of those products that you had to show for, and now it's got the easy slide functionality to it.
Mm-hmm.
What are your color options with that? Can you paint over the fiberglass and custom color it? Or are there certain mats that come finished from the manufacturer plant?
Yeah, there's
Murray, Kentucky?
Yeah, Murray, Kentucky. Yeah, it's an old Mattel plant, a toy plant, I guess. It's a little factoid for you. But yeah, you've got white, tan and brown as the three standards. They've since introduced black, and it's called Morning Sky Gray, which is just a really light gray color. And you can get them in two tones. So if you want black on the outside, white on the inside, we can do that as well. But yeah, once, you know, can you paint it? Yeah, sure. I mean, you can paint anything, right? But is it going to last? I don't know. We can't guarantee that, and it's, you know, it's not like it's going to void any sort of warranty on the glass or anything, but you're not going to have any sort of finish warranty on it if you paint it yourself. I've said in the past, I have Impervia in my own house, the tan variety, since 2007. I have south-facing, west-facing. I mean, they face all directions, and they still look like they're brand new. There's not nothing wrong with them. So, yeah, if you're looking for replacement windows, certainly have us give you an estimate for our Impervia.
And that's the Impervia line made out of fiberglass. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not huge vinyl fans, but that's for the desert. There's still plenty of applications where the intense UV rays aren't so extreme, or even north side of a desert home that doesn't get direct exposure. Still a great option there. That's the Encompass line. And mm-hmm. y'all are the only ones that have steel backup on the inside of it mm-hmm. for additional backup structural support. But the cream de la cream, the Pro Series that has... there's different, and I know it's changed. There used to be the Pro Architectural and Designer.
Right, yeah.
It's now just the Designer?
No, this is probably 2 years ago. They kind of restructured our wood clad offering, which is what Pella has built their reputation on, right? The higher end wood clad, you know, pre-finished on the inside and all the bells and whistles, blinds between the glass and all that stuff. So, so what we have now is the Lifestyle Series, which is what you're referring to as the Pro line. They basically took Pro line and Designer and they made it into into one. Okay, so those two product lines are now called Lifestyle Series. Really, we have the same sort of options available that we did 10 years ago. They've just made it a little bit better, and they've streamlined it. And I think they've really made it easier for the consumer to understand like what it is. There's all sorts of different packages you can buy. So if you want the sound package, let's say you live near a busy street, we can do sound glass in it.
Or there's certain areas underneath flyways, like Luke Air Force Base. I know once, I'm right. sure Sky Harbor, Falcon Field, I'm sure they all have them. But if you're in a flight pattern of jets, your home has to meet certain sound barriers.
Right, exactly. And the Lifestyle Series will certainly do that. You can get it, you know, triple pane glass with the varying thicknesses of panes to help cut that down, laminated glass if you want. And of course, they have the sun defense package to keep the heat out. Or if you live in a cold climate, they have a cold weather package. So there's just a lot of really neat things that they've done with this. And again, I think it just makes it easier for the consumer to understand what it is. So then once you move up from that, you go into the Pella Reserve line. So they've actually gotten, or they're getting away from the Architect Series, you know, brand or sub-brand, and it's now called Pella Reserve. Within Pella Reserve, so think of, you know, high-end Reserve, you know, a Reserve brand just means it's the top, right? So we have the Pella Reserve Traditional, which is the, you know, like historic homes or, you know, craftsman style where you have grids and it looks like an old-fashioned style window. That's the traditional. And we also have the Pella Reserve Contemporary. So large openings, large pieces of glass, very minimal, frame thickness and sash thickness, just to give you the most amount of view and the most sleek look to your house.
And to visualize these windows, the exterior, if you're standing outside looking, you see metal.
Right, yeah. You see aluminum on the outside.
So you've got a very hardy material mm-hmm. facing the elements.
Right.
You go to the inside and you see nice stained wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice stained or painted wood. And, you know, the outside is the metal is, they just call it cladding. Cladding doesn't have to be metal. You know, some of our competitors have vinyl cladding, which I don't recommend. there is fiberglass cladding. We don't do that, but some do. But yeah, it's just to protect it. And then on the inside, of course, is the beauty of the natural wood. And it really, that's you're using that product to really make a statement. It looks like a high-end piece of furniture when it's all done and inside your house, whether it's painted or stained, it adds a lot to a home.
And so there's the Lifestyles and the Reserve Series now that are available with the
wood
option.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
And when we get back, we'll talk about where you can go see these, touch, feel, go through the different options, see the different color schemes, slider, vertical, horizontal, casement, all the different options that are available for your home, castle, or cabin.